I'm Tommy Reese with MTD News in charge of Redoso and Lincoln County. A murder jury trial for 38-year-old Juan David Villegas of Roswell has been scheduled for February the 18th of next year. And 12th Judicial DA John Sugg, comprised of Lincoln and Otero counties, will prosecute that case. The case will be prosecuted by John Sugg due to a possible conflict of interest involving the Chavez County DA's office and a witness that may be called to testify. Villegas Hernandez is accused of fatally shooting his 34-year-old wife, Cynthia Villegas, and their four daughters, 14-year-old Yamelin, 11-year-old Cynthia, 7-year-old Abby, and 3-year-old Ida. Laura Childress, the former broadcast journalist and member of the Democratic Party of Lincoln County, announced that she will seek the New Mexico House Democrat 56th seat, currently held by Republican Zach Cook. District 56 encompasses Lincoln County and portions of Otero, including the Mescalero Reservation. Childress moved to Redoso in 2011, where she and her husband are small business owners. Fermin Moreno-Ortiz of Alamogordo was convicted last week for a sexual assault at a house party in 2016, and he faces up to 3 years in prison following a sentence hearing in the coming months. The Village of Ruidoso Parks and Recreation will have their traditional lighting of Christmas in the Park. Jasmine Estrada with Parks and Rec tells us more.
We have our Christmas in the Park. So, of course, every year we do a lighting of the trees event at Schoolhouse Park. Mm-hmm. And we will have that again on Thursday, December 5th. We start at about 6 o'clock. It goes till 8 p.m. And we have we'll have carolers from the White Mountain Elementary Honor Choir. We also have some other musicians that will be out there.
It's going to be a great event at Schoolhouse Park beginning at 6 p.m. Thursday. In charge of the news for Redoso and Lincoln County, I'm Tommy Reese.